Hey, good morning. Pix 106.
Bob Saget, how are you?
Holy crap, Bob Saget, everybody.
How are you, Mr.
Everybody
Saget?
Always says holy crap, right, when they say my name. It's very religious.
So you don't have a, do you have an assistant that does the dialing for you? And then when they hear
I have a robot.
Does Bob Saget dial his own phone?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I have a pointer. I use a pointer. It's a telescopic thing.
you expect that from a guy like Bob Saget, despite the success.
Yeah, right. You're an everyman.
Yeah, I do everything. I do all. I feed myself. It's really great. I drive.
What? I was reading that you at one point thought about becoming a medical doctor. Have you thought about what that would be like? What Bob Saget?
Yeah, I have a lot of lawsuits of people that have passed on. I still do organ transplants, though, just randomly.
Bob Saget playing the funny bone on Saturday.
There's a dirty joke in there.
Yeah, and I'm afraid it's sold out, so I'm just calling to hear your voices.
Wait, it's already sold out?
Yeah, so I'm just calling to talk to you guys, because why cancel this? Because it's sold out. I wanted to hear you.
So, Bob, years ago we talked to you when you were walking through, like, the park in New York City, and it just didn't click. And then something happened where you called back the next day to just check on our well-being. It was the nicest thing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, because I probably wasn't good, and I went, oh, God, why did I say that or something? Or I felt bad or something. And I do call back to make sure. That's, I guess, the doctor. Me. I want to make sure you guys are okay, that I didn't screw up.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, it was awesome. We got a second interview out of
it. It blew our minds, too.
It was great.
Hey, is it true that John Stamos has a Bob Saget doll in his pocket?
No, it's not in his pocket. It's in his bed.
No.
That's not even true. I just go over there and let him do what he wants. I mean, he still looks good. He doesn't smell that good, but he looks good.
I just watched him in there. Haunted Mansion, Bob. I watched a little bit of Haunted Mansion.
That's as scary as you can go. That's all right.
Did you guys dress up? Did you do the whole Halloween thing?
I did not. Did you?
I just go as me, and I dial my own phone. That's how I work.
You must give out candy at the house, no?
No, you can't really get to it.
I knew it. People can't get to rich people's houses. You guys do nothing.
No, they're not rich. It's not rich. It's just a moat and alligators. I just am not a Halloween fan.
That's awesome.
So I'm reading Twitter. Bob Saget's a tweet from October 24th. This doesn't sound like the Bob Saget I know. He said, boarding a flight, teenage kid walked by me with his rolly bag and bumped into my seat. He looked at me and said, excuse me. I was surprised. Haven't heard politeness from a 12-year-old for years. Gen Z hopefulness. Are you really like, get off my lawn? These kids are never going to do anything? Kind of guy?
No, just the opposite. I was just thrilled that the kid was nice, because I've been seeing a lot of 12-year-olds that are not nice. That's all that meant. That just meant, hey, but then the guy that followed, I wrote something right after it, because the guy farted in my face, and that was the opposite, and that was a grown-up, apparently. So
that's a different story.
I had that put in there, and I removed that.
But it takes you back a little bit when a 12-year-old says, thank you, or is...
Makes me think that you think all 12-year-olds don't do that, and a lot of them do, Bob.
No, there are polite kids. A lot of them don't. Especially if you're online, a lot of the kids on TikTok and on Twitter, they just, they're herds. They just jump on the bandwagon of just being rude. So I like it. I was like this at 15. It's no statement that I would have made as just an older guy. It's a statement I make when people are just not nice. So I'm tired of mean people. I guess you guys are too. I mean,
we just like nice people, yeah.
We just want to hang out with you, Bob. That's all.
I think what we do, Bob, is we sit in this fishbowl of a studio and we just kind of come down on everything. And I think that's turning us into curmudgeons. You know what I mean?
Yes.
No, I appreciate that. I think that's honesty.
Well, it's also kind of fun. I mean, not
but
for nothing.
But we may be way off base,
Yeah, it
is
possible.
Well, also, nobody's around you.
Right.
You don't come into contact with people. You're in a fishbowl, basically, right?
Right, and no one showed up for work for 20 months now.
Yeah, I hear you. So you go into the studio by yourselves?
Mm-hmm.
And you just test each other just by smelling each other, see if you smell anything, and then you know you're fine.
We come in here, we tell each other how old they sound. If you talk about your knee one more time, you sound so old on the radio.
That's usually off the air that we talk about that stuff. But no, I got to be honest, I think this show's pretty damn woke. I gotta think Bob Saget's probably pretty damn woke.
I woke to the point of don't cancel people for their, you know, freedom of speech. You know, I don't like seeing people I like that are being called out for things that aren't, that are kind of innocuous, or the things I said 20 years ago that I would never say now, just because I wouldn't. Forget woke, I just wouldn't say it. It's just not right. I grew up, I went, geez, why did I say that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I still would fart into your mic as loud as I can.
My podcast, Paris Podcast, Bob Saget's here for you. Here for you. The funny bone is already sold out. You did the Masked Singer last season. Rob Schneider did it this season. He called it his greatest moment, or the best time he's had on TV.
I couldn't believe that was Rob Schneider.
That's kind of a dump on SNL, isn't it, Bob?
I didn't even see it. I didn't know. I did it because I was in pure... There was no vaccine when I did it. And I had 9 months where I hadn't left the house. And I said, just put me in a furry outfit, a mascot, and just hit me with a bat. I didn't care anymore. And then I ended up going to the Cayman Islands and shot a movie there as an actor. So I enjoyed that a lot. So Masked Singer was just this weird thing they kept asking me to do. I kept saying no. And then Ken Jeong was texting me in the bathtub. He was in there with me, but he was texting anyway. And he kept saying, please come on the show. And I said, I really can't. I can't. I'm too busy. But little did he know I was squiggly monster.
Yes.
Freak.
But we had a whole thing on this show. I don't even know what channel it's on.
But we play the cut to see if Quentin can guess it, and he guessed you. Listen, that you don't have to apologize for that show, Bob.
Yeah.
That's a hot show. Now the movie you shot in the Cayman Islands was Iggy Pop.
I'd like an apology for that show, by the way, when you get a chance.
So which one? The Masked Singer crap. I can't do anything about it. I did it, and I'm glad. And most of the people that are doing it for dental insurance.
So did you, the movie Blue Iguana, is Iggy Pop in there? And what was that like to work?
I played a guy that worked for him, and he dies really soon into the movie, which makes it, I'm not spoiler alerting, it's just fun to say it. And he was cool as hell. It was really nice to be with him. He had no shirt on, and
right.
His skin is made of a new kind of bulletproof leather. It's unbelievable.
Is it tough to stand next to him with those abs?
He was in a coffin, so it worked out.
So he wasn't even alive at any point.
No, he was. He was. We had a nice talk, and he was
not in real life. Okay.
And the cast was really good. It's a comedy kind of Knives Out wannabe kind of movie, and it was really fun to make.
Well, we got Jason. Amazing. Jason Jones is in that. We like Jason a lot.
Do people know?
Great.
Do people know that Bob Saget will get dirty as dirty can be? I mean, I like to think most people do know that.
Well, not as dirty as I used to, because now everybody's gotten dirtier, so I'm fine. And I also grew up a little bit, but some people come to the show and go, why didn't you curse more? And I said, I'll curse if you want. I mean, I'll make you happy. I'll want me to call your mom, and I'll do that. They'll curse at their mom. But I actually, I'm just doing what I find funny and always have. So, yeah, I think it's bluer to people just because I did family TV 30
right.
years ago. So people
like,
get, you know.
My wife did not know that. And so when I played her some of your stand-up, she was completely blown away, and I imagine there are people out there like that.
Yeah,
anyways.
I think people were surprised that Anthony Hopkins actually eats people in real life, too. I mean, you know, it's unusual when you're acting.
Different story. Come on.
I saw you posted a tribute. Can you just give us a few words from about Norm and his passing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I did a podcast about it because we all just had to come out under a rock when it happened. I mean, I just loved him a great deal. And I was actually, I'm the first comic he saw when he was 17. And we knew each other in his 20s. And then we always stayed friends. And I directed Dirty Work. And we were, you know, I just did Artie's podcast. In fact, I was the first guest for Artie to come back, who we wish well for.
Yep,
you know, it's just
absolutely.
It just sucks. It's just you know, him being gone is frightening and sad, and I loved him a lot. So what he does for me is kind of like the voice of Obi-Wan Kenobi. I'll be on stage and I'll do some joke, and I'll mention his name. I'll say, let's hear it. I don't know why, but it'll happen naturally. I actually one night said, let's address the elephant in the room. Not you, sir, but Norm MacDonald's passing. And then the audience will applaud for like 2 minutes. and I just hear Norm's voice going, "That's great, Saget. Get 2 minutes of applause out of just mentioning I'm dead." You know, just giving me crap because Norm is great. Norm is brilliant.
Bob, were you one of those people that knew he was sick? Because I think for us, it was a total surprise.
No, I did not know. Okay. I knew something was wrong. We've been working on a project together for a couple of years that was going to happen. We were about to happen. And I did know that he did not think he was going to die. And that's in retrospect. But I did not know anything. And I know that he loved the people he loved. He didn't have a very big circle of people that he genuinely loved that got him. And I was lucky to be one of them. At least he would say, "Sure, you think I love you, Saget." You know, it's... He would put me. He was constantly giving me crap, but it was all. I mean, I just loved the guy to death. Oh, bad term.
Comes across.
Dave Chappelle, you got anything to say about what's going on with Dave right now? I know you're tight with Dave.
I love Dave. You know, we're in a weird time right now. You know, I don't know if people like Bill Maher, but he gave a monologue or a closing thing of new rules at the end of his show Friday night. Kind of talked about, you know, people, you know, getting upset over a comedian ranting, whether the comedians, they like that opinion or not. And I do think we are in a bit of a McCarthy scare right now, which no one knows what that is. They probably think it's, I don't know, Melissa McCarthy. But years ago, it was a major thing. But this is like a billionfold because we have the internet. Before I hosted America's Funniest Home Videos, there was no internet to see people get hit in the nuts. So that's how we progressed. And I had nothing to do with it. But yes, we are in a time where the far right and the far left want to clip people's wings and stop them. But if they've done something criminal, for sure, they should be prosecuted. But
no, you should be prosecuted.
Not for making it.
That's treasonous.
For a joke. Anything goes on stage. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It has
anything
to.
Anything should be able to go on stage. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
The point is, I'm doing stuff that I have a couple of things I mix in there that people go, "Wait," but it takes like 2 minutes to apologize. It takes a minute to say the joke and 3 minutes to apologize on the way out. That's how you provide the ability to not be canceled, I hope. But I still am a big believer in freedom of speech. And when it's not cruel, if you can decipher, if you have the intelligence to figure out what a joke is, which some people don't, and some things aren't funny to people, and they have that right, of course, don't listen to it. Don't pay the ticket. Don't listen to the record.
Exactly.
Don't watch the special.
Change the radio
station.
Don't
watch it. It's not the news. And the news, as you know, is opinion. So what the hell are we living through? All I want to do is talk about my penis, pretty much, and then nobody gets hurt.
Bob Saget, the show is sold out of the Funny Bone on Saturday. Listen to his podcast, Here For You, and look for him in the film Blue Iguana.
Love you and your penis, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Oh, my God. Thanks for bringing us both up. Thank you.
See you, man.